So, good afternoon, everyone. Wanted to give you a little something about what we've been discussing. I wanted to brief the Security Council, you know, pending, of course, the report of the Secretary General on the Central African Republic. That report will come in the first part of August, but I thought it was good that I exchanged with the Security Council a few elements. First, about the political process, because I attended the International Contact Group on Central Africa Monday last week in Addis Ababa, and that I think was a good meeting. As you saw, it was decided that a roadmap was agreed by which the first step would be a forum in Brazzaville starting on the 21st of July. And the hope is that it can be decided that hostilities cease, you know, and that weapons are laid down. And that would pave the way for a two-stage process of talks on national reconciliation that would take place probably in Central African Republic itself. But there was a very strong commitment of all participants of the international community to make it happen, and a very strong, very unanimous signal. So that, I think, is a very important element. We, of course, here are continuing to work very hard towards two things. First, of course, the rehatting of MISCA troops, and second, generating other forces which will supplement the MISCA troops towards the ceiling of 10,000, a ceiling which, of course, will not happen overnight, but we are working, despite all the logistical challenges, towards deploying additional troops as quickly as possible. The problem, of course, have to do with the fact that it's a landlocked country, that the roads are very, very limited, so it's not easy. And of course, we need, in particular, airlift capacity to accelerate even more the movement. We have, of course, settled the matter of the concept of operations. We have the CONOPS both for the police, for the military, for the support. And I think the work is going on very, very actively. So this is where we stand. Maybe a couple of questions, y compris en français d'ailleurs.
Oui. Une question en français. Combien de casques bleus seront présents au 15 septembre en Centrafrique et par rapport à la MISCA aujourd'hui, est-ce que ce sera suffisant pour ramener un certain niveau de sécurité?
Le niveau sera supérieur à celui des troupes actuelles de la MISCA. Je ne vous prononcerai pas sur un chiffre, mais ce sera un chiffre significativement supérieur, y compris des hélicoptères, donc des choses visibles, et surtout des troupes additionnelles qui seront d'emblée déployées sur le terrain. Nous aurons 3 bases régionales, 3 quartiers généraux de province, et de ces quartiers généraux de province dépendront des PC opérationnels pour chaque bataillon dans 5 ou 6 localités. Mais tout ça très mobile, ce sont des opérations très mobiles. Donc voilà, c'est à ça qu'on travaille. Je souhaite et je pense que ça contribuera puissamment à la sécurité, surtout si entre-temps le processus politique a apporté sa contribution à une accalmie de la situation.
Reports of MISCA shooting civilians in Bazoum. Is there any, how are they going to be reviewed before they would become part of MINUSCA?
I gave the floor to Madame.
Mr. Lazarus, could you tell us, could you describe the situation in the Central African Republic today as compared to how it has been in the past? And could you tell us what kind of new commitments the UN has for when the UN takes over in September?
I think first the situation remains of great concern from a security angle. Things are probably not as bad now in Bangui as they were, and I think that is in part thanks to MISCA, but also to the European force that has now deployed. But in the province, as witnessed the incidents over the last couple of weeks in Bambari, for instance, show that issues are far from settled. So this is why, you know, we are now at a critical phase from a political point of view. The contact group last week decided on this Brazzaville forum, which will start on the 21st of July. It had already been decided by the ECAS summit in Equatorial Guinea 10 days before that the mediation would be not only centered on President Sassou Nguesso of Congo, but would also include representatives of the United Nations and the African Union. This is what we did last Monday. We decided that United Nations was appointing Mr. Batili, who is the special representative of the Secretary General for Central African Countries, to be the UN mediator alongside President Sassou Nguesso. And the African Union appointed Mr. Maiga, who used to be the Minister of Defense of Mali, as their mediator. So the three of them are working very actively to prepare for the Brazzaville Forum. One last question.
Monsieur Latsous, vous avez parlé de troupes additionnelles, un déploiement
de quoi, pardon?
De troupes additionnelles.
Oui.
Quels sont ces pays, les pays contributeurs?
Écoutez, on annoncera ça le temps venu, mais ce sont des troupes notamment asiatiques. Hein, enfin, il y a un peu de tout. Et on discute avec tous ces pays-là, n'est-ce pas?
Monsieur Latsous, il est dit que Michel Diotodia, l'ancien patron de la CELECA, est redevenu à la tête du groupe et qu'il participerait à la rencontre de Brazzaville. Pensez-vous que sa participation pourrait avancer?
Écoutez, je crois que ces consultations, ce forum à Brazzaville n'a de sens que si le plus grand nombre d'acteurs participent, n'est-ce pas? Donc c'est le travail des médiateurs actuellement de veiller à ce que le plus grand nombre soit effectivement présent. Parce qu'après tout, ils sont aussi présents sur le terrain. Et voilà, il faut que si on trouve un accord, voilà. Allez, merci. Thank you.